You're about to listen to the newest family member of SeavillePodcast.com. It's Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here in Charlottesville. Dr. Tripp Stewart will give you tips and information you need that can help for your pet's safety. Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital is open 365 days a year, including 24-hour coverage on all major holidays.
Hello, this is Dr. Tripp Stewart again from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital with another podcast. I hope these are helpful and informative. I've had a couple requests for this one, just because we've seen it more in the summer. This is a podcast on parvovirus. Hopefully, most of you will never, ever experience this, and it's not really an emergency if you've got an older dog. This is a puppy disease. Parvovirus is a fecal-oral transmitted virus that breaks with symptoms in puppies, usually from 6 weeks to 6 months old, but they can be older. I've seen some parvo dogs that are, you know, 3, 4, 5 even years old, unvaccinated. Symptoms are vomiting, diarrhea, bloody diarrhea, weakness, not wanting to eat, and then eventually death, certainly. There are certain breeds that are predisposed to parvo, and these are breeds that you should really keep this in the back of your mind for. Rottweilers, pit bulls, American Staffordshire Terriers, which is a pit bull, Labrador Retrievers are breeds that tend to be more affected than other breeds. And I'm not exactly sure why that is, but it just is what we see more and what is clinically seen more across the country. Parvo is a virus that that can live in the ground for a long time, and that's how it spreads. It can sit in the ground for well over a year. It's usually kept in heavily trafficked areas, so any area that has a lot of dogs almost always has parvo. Someone's shedding it, whether they're infected or not, or whether they know it or not, they're shedding it. A dog will have a drip or two of diarrhea in the yard, and then it stays there for a year, and it just takes one more dog to sniff in there or lick it or do something, and he's going to pick that up. It's extremely debilitating, and most pets often die without treatment. It's that debilitating. It's one of those diseases that treatment can really make a big difference. And what treatment is for parvo is IV fluids, anti-nausea injections and acids, blood transfusions if they're needed, a large amount of monitoring during hospitalization. And this is a fairly, you know, this virus usually affects young animals. So the smaller and weaker the animal, the more severe the case often. If you get an 80-pound, 7-month-old Labrador, he's going to fare better than the 3-pound pit bull puppy is. Parvo is a disease about prevention. That's the most important thing to say. Treatment can be thousands of dollars. Treatment can be very extensive, but prevention is relatively cheap. So it starts with vaccination. Usually vaccines are very effective, and what we do is we recommend that you talk to your local vet about when to vaccinate and have that vet give the series of vaccines. It's usually 3 vaccines, each separated by about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, and starting anywhere from 6 weeks to 8 weeks old. And every veterinarian might have a different schedule they prefer, but that's a universal one. Some of these at-risk dogs need a 4th vaccine, and other dogs that are either immunocompromised or have had a poor upbringing might even need a 4th or 5th vaccine. Most veterinary offices have their own protocol, and that's what we like people to follow. You can get these vaccines at other places. You just have to really be sure that the vaccines are well maintained. They're refrigerated. There's no chance of them having a problem. And vaccine reactions do occur. So if you're giving your own vaccines, beware that you may have saved $5 or $10 on your vaccine, but then you have a huge vaccine reaction bill afterwards. So it's just something to think about. But giving your own vaccines is definitely acceptable, and as long as your dog gets a vaccine, parvo should be prevented. The other thing about prevention is never take your pet to a place that has had parvo in a year that you know of. So, for example, if you've got a 5-week-old Labrador that is just the cutest puppy in the world, he's not supposed to go to the dog park. That's not ideal. If you go to public places, at dog parks or walkways or yards or walking around town introducing him to everybody, you're just kind of asking for that dog to sniff and lick the wrong spot. And that little puppy with only one vaccine in him is really not protected, and you have a chance of getting parvo in that dog. If you've had a puppy in the past in your own yard with parvo, I recommend not putting your new dog back there. I mean, that is a definite risk. And if you do have a parvo dog, or if you've been with a parvo dog, or if you know there's parvo in the area, the key thing is to wash and disinfect that. You want to prevent this spread. We use a 1 to 30 bleach solution, and that usually kills it if you leave it on for a couple minutes. So if you have a walkway or a kennel that's got parvo in it, you need to bleach that kennel down. In the vet office, we use in a complete isolation room. This is a room completely separated from the main clinic, and that's how serious we take parvo. We built a separate room for it. We gown and glove. We use foot baths, and we designate certain people that are able to go in that room, and those people are then not allowed to treat puppies, usually for the rest of the day. That just gives you an idea of how serious we consider this disease. Parvo is easily tested in your vet office. If you suspect your dog has parvo or you think that there's even a chance of parvo, there's a simple snap test that most vet offices can run. If not, they can send it out. And the key is, if you suspect your dog has parvo or there's any chance he was exposed to a parvo dog, go get him tested. I mean, earlier detection leads to easier treatment by far. But the take-home message for parvo is really prevention, vaccination, avoid conflicts, avoid situations where your dog's going to be in a parvo area. And then if you're unlucky enough to actually get parvo, treatment. Treatment is extensive and but often successful. I hope this is helpful. I hope you don't get parvo or your dog doesn't get parvo. This is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. If you need more information, visit us on the web, www.greenbrier.com. Dash emergency.com.